Blog Talk Radio.
Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Welcome. We've got an amazing show for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, last Monday I did like a 15-minute show because I didn't even notice that's what it was set for. And from there, I did that. And then I took the rest of the week off. So much going on. And I'm doing some things behind the scenes. I took my wife this weekend. We went to see the Ark about a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, probably. If you've ever seen Kirk Cameron's American Campfire Revival, he did that. And like in America, if you're not listening from the States, they do like the first 100 days of the presidency. So Kirk Cameron took the American Covenant book and did the first 100 days. Campfire. He did like a campfire revival the first 100 days. If you ever seen the movie Fireproof, that Love Dare book, he did the 40 days of that. And when he did the 100 days of the presidency, the first 100 days, he did a 100-day campfire thing, and every night he did a campfire revival and went back to the roots. That's why if you ever notice, at the very end of my program, I do part of the American Covenant with a firm alliance. And the protection of divine providence, us, you know, God protecting us, we mutually pledge to each other, ourselves, as Americans, or in any country for that matter, we mutually pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And that's looking after everybody. And we went to the Ark, and there's a program where you can be a campfire coach, and there's like 10 videos, and I'm going to study the videos and stuff, and I'm going to do some of my own stuff, and then I'm going to show the video. Probably going to be on Facebook Live that I do it. I'm going to watch these videos intently, and if I can, I might try to do them on here as well, but there's like downloaded packets that you know, it's a downloaded booklet and stuff you're going to do. And it's going to be because so many people in this world think that there's a Republican way and a Democratic way in America, but there's another way, and I'm going to get into that. And, you know, there was a Laguna Woods, California, a shooting. There was a Tops grocery store shooting. And, of course, you know, someone legally gets a gun and starts shooting people up, and instantly guns, you know, this whole argument with guns, and I don't want to get into all that, you know. I mean, we're going to send $40 billion to Ukraine while we're suffering, and you got $40 billion going there, and the wall's not complete, gas is through the roof, you can't get baby formula, whatever. No, they don't care. You know, all these Democrats are up in arms, you know, like, this whole world's going to come to an end because, you know, you can't have interracial marriage. The world's coming to an end and all this. How dare you, you know, end abortion. And then you have all these teachers coming out that are like, Johnny, you got a problem. You're confused. I tell my kid, yeah, I am confused, teacher. Why are you trying to convince me that there's more than two genders? I'm a man. I can look between my legs. You want me to pull down my pants and show you what gender I am? If you can't tell me what gender I am by looking at my genitals, then, man, you need help. Sorry. I'm unapologetic. There's two genders, male and female. These kids that, well, these teachers that are trying to push these kids to, well, no, I think what it is I think you're a male with a female brain who has, no, it just makes me sick. That's why I'm so grateful to be at this event this weekend. You know, there's so much I want to get into, but don't forget Romans 8:1. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ. And, you know, we live in this world where, okay, you have the freedom to say what you want to as long as it lines up with what we want you to say. Oh, you can be voicing your opinion all day long, but when I'm pro-life, pro-Christian, unapologetic, and there's two genders, I can't believe that guy that spent 7 years in medical school is trying to tell me that how can any doctor tell me what my kid's gender is? He hasn't decided for himself. We're going to instill in him that he doesn't know what gender he is, and we're going to confuse him until, what? You're going to do what? What? Wait a minute here. No. There's a man and a woman. There's no two genders. Sorry, God don't make mistakes. There's two genders, men and women. I'd have my kid going in there, Johnny, and we got to have a talk because I think you're confused. Yeah, I am confused, teacher. You are? She's like, cha-ching. Yeah, why do you think there's more than one gender? It's like that guy when they're talking about that Tops shooting. He's like, if more people would have been carrying a gun that was trained and knew what they were doing, this might not have happened. I went to a church, and one of the parishioners came up to me, and he goes, yeah, can you come over here? And I said, yeah. And he goes, do you carry? I said, yes, I do. And he goes, we love that. Thank you so much. We just want, like, your name and information. That way we have record, like, when you come here, who's carrying and who normally carry. Not that every time I carry, but who doesn't? Who doesn't? Who doesn't? You know, and it's like, I've been to, there's a barbershop in Kalamazoo, and it's like, everyone here is fully armed and nothing here is worth your life. You know, and it's like, sweet. I'll always go there if I need to get my hair cut and I'm in Kalamazoo. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'll be there. Yes, sir. See, I grew up with respect. Ma'am and sir is not a thing of age. It's a thing of respect. Some people just don't like being called that, no matter what. It's not an age thing. It's like, I don't like that. But to me, that's respect. But it's weird because we went to the Ark over the weekend. I took my wife, so got a little mini vacay, and we're going down there, and of course my wife forgot socks, so we go to this Dollar General and get some socks. And I've never seen this before. If you ever see those little white tags they have with the yellow and blue ink that if you try to take them off, it breaks and dye gets all over anything? Well, they had those on socks. And the lady's like, you would not believe what we have to put these on just to keep people from stealing them. I'm like, are you kidding me? Wow. But, I mean, I don't condone this, but all you need is a magnet. And you can separate any decent neodymium magnet will separate the two. It's just held together by a magnet. And if you just, that's what they do. They have like a, like the shape of the plastic thing, they have a magnet that when they stick it on there, it just unclasps it and they pull them apart. And if you were to get out of there with that stuff on you, all you have to do is just take a magnet to it. And it was brought to my attention because some guy goes, have you ever gone to a store and you drove 30, you know, it takes you like 25 minutes to get there and stuff, and you get home and they left that tag on there? How do you get it off? And he just showed you for that purpose. Like, you know, it's not for like, okay, when you steal the stuff, how do you get the thing off? And I'm not condoning theft or anything, but But that campfire revival, to be around a bunch of believers that you can sit there and be pro-life, and I am who I am anyways. I'm outspoken anyways, but to be around, and I'm telling you, that you can't explain that arc. The only thing I can say about it is, if you're not a believer, I don't know how you cannot become a believer visiting the Ark. And if you are a believer, it reaffirmed my belief in Christ and the Bible even more. I'm like, wow. It's just, you're in awe of it. Like, wow, this is how they would have had all the animals and how they would have fed them and how they grew stuff. And it's just, And they talk about, okay, all these different things. Like they say there's no evidence of an ice, and I've heard pastors say that, and they explain what this would have been and how the ice age would have happened, or this or that, or whatever, all these different things. There's no evidence of this or that, or a massive flood and all this, and they prove how, yeah, there was one, and this is this, and you know, all this stuff, and it's just amazing. It's just so, you got to go check it out. So if you're ever near Kentucky, check it out. Williamtown, Kentucky. And of course, where I live in Indiana, of course, we have like no, I mean, in Kentucky, like every other exit, there's like, it says, you guessed it, Waffle House, Waffle House, Waffle House. And we found like, I found like four Fish's Big Boys or something like that. I'm like, so we went to Waffle House one morning for breakfast, and like, you would think they would try to have one waffle maker like completely separate and have like a gluten sensitive waffle, you know, it would be gluten free, but because of contamination, they couldn't say it's gluten free. So they call it gluten sensitive, you know, cause like I know, cause I can't eat wheat, and like, what was it? Dunkin' Donuts had like they did a trial of a gluten-free muffin, and it didn't go over well. I'm like, well, you're a donut shop. I'm going there for a donut, not a muffin. And anything they would make so that they could call it gluten-free, they would have to, because like Starbucks kind of had one, and then they, oh, we can't sell that anymore because since it's not made in a gluten-free facility and all this stuff, I'm like, ah, you can't call anything removed of anything unless everything is guaranteed 100% tested, and because of cross-contamination, there's always a chance of you getting something. But yeah, I mean, that arc is just incredible. And if you ever saw those, Kirk Cameron did the Campfire Revivals with the American Covenant book, I'm going to be doing that. Like, there's a 10-video set where there's like 10 videos you'll watch with me, and I'm going to talk about things, and I'm going to in-depthly study the book and in-depthly study the videos, and, you know, and when, oh, they didn't talk about this, or this didn't come up, or that, and then we'll be able to discuss and talk about, you know, you'll be able to sign up for it, and we'll be able to sit and discuss and talk about things, and, you know, because there, so many people think, well, there's so much infighting. Well, there's Republicans aren't any better. Well, you know, look at how long in America we've gone, and Republican, Democrat, Republican, back and forth, back and forth. If one party was so great, wouldn't they be in power? There is another way other than the Republican way or the Democratic way. The Bible says that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through him. Why don't we run this country off of his principles, off of the biblical principles? If you ever see the movie Flywheel, Matt George, who owns Matt George Motor Cars, he one time ran his car lot for a month off of biblical principles. And that's the basis of the movie. And in the movie, they do all kinds of, where people prayed for, I need like $1,264.75, and they got that exact amount. They've had that happen many times where they just, I don't want help. We need to pray for this amount of money we need. and they pray and pray and pray about it, and then it comes. Down to the pennies. I mean, my wife does home care, and she's seen firsthand how, oh, look at this person, perfectly healthy. He could at least get out of bed. You may have to help him, but he can get out of bed and do stuff. The vaccine, now they can't. But guess what? You know, she's been blessed through that job. She's been blessed beyond all measure. You know, she'll take her own money. Here you go. I got this for you. Got that for you. I'll get this. And she's been blessed. Blessings on, I mean, there's times where I've been blessed and it's not financial. It's not this. It's like, I went to go get her tire fixed. And I'm like, $140 to get a replacement tire? Okay, yeah, there's something wrong here. Yeah, okay, what's the phone number? Because this should be warrantied. Ding, 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 ding. Survey says $16. Yeah, that's right. $140 tire. Not today. Stand behind me, Satan. And when they looked up the phone number, it's like, yeah, it is warrantied. But, you know, we need to get this country. I've been wondering, like, what can we do? Because, like, a lot of people ask, like, okay, like, this country's falling apart. How do we try to take back our country? I mean, yeah, we can all say, okay, let's get our guns and let's rise up like they did and against the British. And, okay, yeah, have fun, because we're holding the flag pull up at the rampart. Oh, yeah, we're going to get hit with cannons. Okay, we're going to die. That's fine. Okay, you're going to hold the thing up and we're going to remove bodies and more people and just keep holding the flag up. And I'm sure if you see that Mona Rose video where they explain what the national anthem is about and all that stuff, I'm sure you'd have somebody like, well, that's not true. That's a lie, whatever. That's the basis of the national anthem. You know, it's like that 2000 Mules movie. You know, they're trying to discredit that thing left and right. Okay, how can you explain away somebody going to a voting, like a mail, like a drop box, putting a bunch of things in a voting mail drop box thing at like 2 a.m. and then instantly taking off gloves and throwing them in the trash? How can, you know, well, these pings really aren't accurate, because even though, yeah, just because he walked by 12 different voting boxes doesn't mean he actually went there. Well, these people were scrutinized heavily to make sure that this is not their normal routine. This is not something they do on a daily basis. And if someone walks by one of those or two of those or three of those every day, all the time, then they don't use them, because, hey. Now, if you walk by like 5 different ones besides those 3, then you could say, okay, well, maybe, because why is he's never done this before. Now, all of a sudden, around election time, he's going by these other, you know, but they did their due diligence to make sure that what these pings showed were people that never went by these machines, these voting boxes, these voting collection boxes that were outside, that they never did that. And when they did it, it was out of the norm. What's going to happen, you know? I mean, they're telling people to basically to insurrect against this overturning of Roe v. Wade, but when they open up the fence and they basically allow people to go into the Capitol on January 6th, oh, that's an insurrection. When there's people posing for photos. Let me tell you, if Americans were going to try to take back America, they're not going to pose for photos. They're going to be like the Native Americans, try to scalp heads. Learn history. Our forefathers didn't sit there and hold the flag up on the rampart. When I use the forefather term loosely, because I mean the people that made America what it is. I'm talking the people that came over here with nothing. That, okay, we got to cut down trees to make houses. We don't have anything to rely on. You know, the old days of here's $40 and look at what I made of myself, that's gone. And then you got a lot of people like want not working, or the people that are working, I need to make more money. Because we had some steel workers at a steel workers union. They finally got they got more money. What's going to happen is, since everything's going up in price, people want to get paid more. So since they have to pay them more, they got to increase the prices to match the difference in what they're losing from what they're paying them. And then the products go up, and then people want more money. And then the product has to go up, and then when the product prices go up, then they're like, hey, now I'm not making enough to cover the cost of this stuff. So then the cost of this stuff, since it's gone up, they want to get paid more. And then when they get paid more, then the company has to offset that by charging more for stuff, and it's just a never-ending cycle till the dollar collapses. And now they want to give $40 billion to Ukraine. What about our country? What about our people? What I'm trying to struggle with understanding is, like, supposedly the Indy 500 is 90% sold out. 90, there's like 90% are very close to it, or a little bit more of the tickets have been sold for the 500. But like most people I know are traveling and going and doing like crazy. But when I know when you're paying $4.50 a gallon for gas, I don't know how. Where are these people getting this money? When the cost of everything is going through the roof, and I think some people are just trying to go because they don't know if it's going to be the last time they can ever go. And I've gone to the 500 for many, 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 many years. And if I go, I go. If I don't, I don't. It's not that big of a deal to me. One of the reasons why I don't like the 500, I'll be critical of it, because you get a crap load of people that go there that don't care about racing, don't follow it, don't watch any race all year but that. There's a crap ton of people there that just get like literally drunk. I'm talking like where people have to carry them. Where one person has this arm, one person has this arm, and they're carrying them because they can't even walk. They're so intoxicated. And it's sad, you know. Because when you're a fan that follows the sport throughout the year, and it's just another race for you, and it's like, and there's so many people there that it's like it's kind of like the Kentucky Derby, that so many people, like thousands of people, I'll see hundreds of posts about the Kentucky Derby, but any of the other races, the horse races that go on all the time. See, I can understand someone that like into the Kentucky Derby, that if they're into and they watch a lot of the races, and they watch like that horse and like 25, I never would have expected him to win the Kentucky Derby, but he's done some decent things in these 10 other races, you know. I mean, there's like 3 big races. I think it's the Triple Crown. I guess I don't follow horse racing, but, you know, and it's like, okay, I get that. You know, if you follow like all the races throughout the whole entire season, I don't know how many they do. But, you know, when it's like the 500 is kind of that thing like where like, it's neat to watch. I love it because I'm a fan, because I go to a lot of the races. I'm not that one guy that goes to the one race. And is it like the 100th anniversary? The thing was completely sold out. And they have like these little boxes, like where, like if you have like an Allison suite, they have like a little area where it's air conditioned inside, and you get food, like a little mini buffet, and you can sit up there and hang out there, and you have chairs and tables where you can sit with your guests and all this stuff. And they had to make a bunch of those, like, they had to pop up a bunch because they had so many people demanding them. And it's like, it's almost like, yeah, I went, and it's kind of neat to go for the 100th anniversary, but it just kind of stunk because tons and tons and tons of people went that would normally, like that Brickyard that year, there was no one there because I was at a bowling alley in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and there was a big screen showing it in another room. because it was like doors that when these two doors were open, you could see in this, and there were big patches of seating that had nothing but giant advertisements because no one was there. It's just like, it's neat to go, but like, I want to be, it's sort of like when I was at that Campfire Revival thing with Kirk Cameron and Rick Green and all those, and you're around people of your kind. You're around a bunch of believers. And when you're at the 500 and there's a lot of people that are just there because it's the 500 and aren't like race fans, that don't follow it. They don't, you know, and I'm like, and I was talking to one guy, I'm like, oh, I need him to do well because, you know, I think he can win the championship, you know, and all this. And I, huh? And I thought I was talking to a IndyCar fan. Nope. I mean, and then you get these, because I've had people, how can you be insensitive? We need to help Ukraine. We need to help ourselves first and foremost. Are they laundering money to Ukraine? That's $40 billion. Is this like, Hunter Biden's money that they're going to launder? I'm asking for a friend. I mean, because, you know, Katie Britt basically is like, Congress should finish building the wall and doing a bunch of other things before, there's tons of things we need to do before sending $40 billion to Ukraine. I mean, if we're going to send $40 billion on my tax bill, I mean, I'm already like $400,000 in debt that every American owes because, why should I work? Why don't you just put printing presses in every house? Why don't we just, why not send Ukraine $100 trillion? Why not? What the heck? I mean, seriously, but I don't understand. This makes no sense to me. I'm not insensitive to what they're going through. But, you know, sometimes you got to take the thorn out of your own eye, as the Bible says, before you help others. Before you take the thorn out of someone else's eye, take it out of your own eye. You know, we need to help ourselves and get ourselves on the right path before we help someone else. I mean, I think Kamala Harris said it best when she said that we got to work together because, see, what we're doing is when we're working together, we need to work so we can work together to work because we're going to work because I don't know what I can't make no. That's who's running this country. A guy who's not even in charge doesn't know what day it is, and then you got some Kamala Harris with some Julius Caesar word salad. We got to work together to work because, you know, we're going to work because that's what we're going to work together because that's what we got to work together to work about working because we're going to work because that's who's running our country, the government's way. The Bible's way is Jesus's way. Maybe we need to try, instead of electing these clowns, maybe we need to try the biblical way. Get back to our founding fathers in the American covenant. Maybe we need to get back to the days where you had your neighbor's house key. And if you got locked out, they could let you in and you could let them in. You didn't have to worry about your stuff being stolen. There is a better way than the Republican way or the Democratic way. There is a biblical way. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. Maybe we need to get back to his principles and running this country on those principles, on morals and values, and get away from this. Okay, Johnny, I know you're confused. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I know you're confused. You're confused because, I mean, I know you, no, you don't, you're not a boy. You're confused. Yeah, I'm confused why you think I'm not a boy. Maybe we need to get our kids out and get them into homeschooling. where we can teach our kids biblical. I mean, I don't know if you ever heard of Bill Nye the Science Guy. Well, there was a guy that we saw, and I can't remember his. I can't remember his name. Just 1 second, folks. 1 second. I'm back, folks. I couldn't find it. But this scientist was amazing because he was a Christian scientist. He's like, folks, don't be afraid of this periodic table. God doesn't make things that you can't handle. You know, God only gives us as much as we can handle. That periodic table, don't be afraid of it. God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. And me and my wife are sitting there in awe, learning things. Yeah, my wife is 50 and I'm 47. And let me tell you something. We were learning something from this guy. I'm like, where was he when I was a kid teaching off biblical principles? And these kids are in awe, learning something. Not only are they learning about science, but they're learning about Christianity at the same time. Because this guy was like, God doesn't give you anything you can't figure out or handle. Don't be afraid of this periodic table. There's a rhyme to the reason. And it was incredible. Maybe instead of this Republican way, Democrat way, having a teacher that's telling the kid that, no, you're confused. No, I'm sorry, you're confused. No, you think you're a man. No, I'm confused. Well, you think I'm not a boy. Maybe we need to throw out this Black Lives Matter critical race theory crap, and maybe we need to bring, instead of having a Republican way or Democratic way, have a biblical way. And teach our, because like that movie I was talking about earlier, Flywheel, the guy that the story is based off of, Mac George from Mac George Motor Cars, 1 month gave his car and rented off of biblical principles. That's what this Campfire Revival thing that I'm going to be doing, and we're going to, because Kurt's one man, he can only do it with one person. And when I have Christian friends, are like, what, I'll have to look in this, what is this campfire thing? I'm like, Kurt Cameron did a Love Deer thing on Facebook for 40 days and 40 nights, basically. I love that. But like the first 100 days of presidency, he did the first 100 days doing the Campfire Revival, going through and reading through the American Covenant book by Thomas Moore. It's incredible. And it's a 10 video course that you're going to be able to go through with me. And I'm going to do some like biblical teaching in the beginning. Then I'm going to do that video. I'm probably going to have it set up outside to where like you're going to see me. I'm going to do a Facebook Live, and then it's going to be, then I'm going to turn it so that my computer is on so you can watch the video, and we'll learn it together. And we're going to get this nation back country by country, like, and I, you know, state by state. I call that, I always joke about calling states countries, because like California, you're New York, you're your own country. You have crime and violence. Oh, we got another shooting, so we need to ban guns. What if all the people in that store in Tops, what if there were people there that knew what they were doing and could take that guy out? The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy. But it's what we got to do. And it's been, it's a lot of my heart that we need to start going back to like our founding fathers and the principles, and having a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, that we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And we need to get away from this nonsensical. When I was a kid, I'd have been locked up in an institution. Oh, how that would have been so. Well, now, sorry, folks. it's not, I guarantee you 90% of these kids, why do you think they can't vote till they're 18? Why do you think you can't join the military till you're 18? Because they don't have the right mind to think and come, you know, okay, why do you have to wait to a certain age to drive so that you can learn to make cognitive decisions and quick thinking decisions? Split second decisions. Okay. I remember one time I was at my brother's house and of course they played a prank on me. Like, my wife's gotta, she can't come see me. She wasn't my wife at the time. She was my girlfriend, but she couldn't see me because she had to be overnight at a client. I'm like, well, give me the keys. I'm going and getting her food because she can't eat from a client's house. And, oh, no, no, they got food. I'm like, no, I'm going to get her something. I'm taking your truck. And of course, they would not want me to go because she wasn't going to stay overnight. She was coming to surprise me. And when someone's coming in the door from the garage, I'm not expecting anyone, of course, with my finger straight across, I pull out my gun and I'm like, identify. And when I knew it was my wife, I instantly put the gun down and my finger was straight across, nowhere near the trigger, because it would take like a tenth of a second for me to pull it right down the trigger and bang. But I keep it like across on the barrel up top. And that split second decision, okay, it's the love of my life. My gun was instantly down. I am at an age where I've had cognitive thinking. I've learned. I know how to make split-second decisions. Young kids don't have that. But you're wanting young kids, you're trying to tell kids that, okay, well, hey, Johnny, I just want to let you know, I know you're confused because you cannot know your gender. You cannot. I'm sorry. Go get naked in front of a mirror, Johnny. You're not. No, you're confused. You have to be confused. I'm confusing you, and I hope you're confused. It's making me sick. Imagine if my workplace would say, hey, Kendra, yeah, you're not really a woman. I know. I know you're not a woman. I know you're not. You're confused. You need to chop your hair off. I know. No. These kids that are being indoctrinated have to stop. This whole, because when Kirk Cameron came out with this homeschooling thing, it's racist, this homeschooling thing, because they can't argue anything. So what do they got to do? Everything's racist, you know, since they're trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. How dare you? Okay, women are going to be second-class citizens. Don't worry, folks. Your rights are all going in. A woman's not going to have any rights. She's not going to be able to do anything. If you overturn Roe v. Wade, you might as well just get rid of the right for women to vote. They might as well not be able to drive. It's funny. There are people that want, like, we need to have Sharia law here. Muslims are great. I'm like, yeah, you realize. And I've had women. I saw where a woman said that on a video once. I'm like, you realize if Sharia law came here, you wouldn't be able to drive a car. You wouldn't be able to walk around without a man. There's so many things you wouldn't be able to do. They would control you. 10-year-old girls would be getting married. It makes no. But that's where this world is, folks. This disinformation where these kids are. I'm never going to have a right ever again. I'm not going to be able to do anything for myself because I can't kill a baby. There are people out there that would die to have kids. There are people that have gone to Planned Parenthoods, and when women are going up there to have an abortion, they're like, hey, do you know you can adopt your kid? You can put your kid up for adoption. There are tons and tons of families that are dying to have a kid and this and that. And I have options? Yeah. It's amazing what they call life on Mars, but what they call life on Earth. Rock 84001 speaks to us from millions of galaxies, millions of miles away. It was a rock that was a meteor that was from Mars, and you take a hair and you divide that hair into 100, and you divide that 100 into 100, and there are these micro tiny organisms, and that's life on Mars. Oh, but a beating heart and a baby in a womb, that's not what's my body, my choice. Oh, it's your body, your choice. Oh, okay, well, I thought the baby was being killed, not you. Oh, I could have been wrong. Hmm. If you're killing the baby, then how is it your choice? Does the baby not have a say in this? It's this world we live in, folks. I mean, you have a gunman open fire in a Buffalo, New York supermarket, and they didn't know what to do, and this guy's like, maybe if you had a bunch of people in there with guns that were trained and knew what they were doing, this wouldn't have happened. It would have been ended. Like this one lady on this bus, there was like a shooting on a bus. I'm like, everyone keeps saying that the guy with the gun would have stopped it. More guns would have made it worse, not better. I'm like, so a good guy with a gun wouldn't have stopped this? No. And they made some comment about, like, the police or something. She's like, we said a good guy with a gun. We didn't say cops or no cops or whatever. And it's just one of those things that when we into this, it's like, you know, like, the gun didn't shoot the these 10 people aren't dead because the person, because of the gun. Yeah, they are. Okay, well, then I'm going to put 10 people in the room and I'm going to put a gun on the table and just let it sit there. You can't touch the gun, and I want to see that gun shoot 10 people. No, a guy had to buy the gun, pick it up, load it, and shoot it and kill people. Yeah. Something has gone wrong in this country, because when I grew up, you had loaded shotguns with 12-gauge, 14-gauge, 10-gauge shotguns in the back of the truck in a gun rack in an unlocked truck. And there weren't the shootings and mass. And the problem you have is you have these, I call them retards. Okay, it's Friday the 13th. Let's go cause destruction and stuff, and we'll blame it on Friday the 13th. Let's cause havoc and say it was a full moon. You know, they try to accentuate the negatives. Like if I had a kid, oh, are you prepared for the terrible twos? My kid ain't having the terrible twos. My God has the faith the size of a mustard seed that can move mountains. If my God with the faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains, my kid's not going to have terrible twos. I'm not going to push that. So many people, oh, just wait till your kid. And then they harp into these parents about the terrible twos, the terrible twos, the terrible. Well, why don't you say it's the terrific twos? Everything's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Why don't you push that? I believe in sowing seeds. What you put in comes out. You push the terrible twos on your kid, the kid's going to have terrible twos. You push the terrific twos, maybe it may not have that. Maybe you get a different outcome. Maybe we need to, instead of pushing the gun issue, why not say, well, why are these people grabbing guns and running around killing people? The gun ain't doing the killing, somebody is. And if they don't got a gun, they'll get a knife, they'll get something. He had a sock with a rock and he was swinging it and he was hitting people in the head and killing them. That sock he had with one giant rock in it killed 10 people. Whoops, killed 10 people. It doesn't take a gun to kill someone. Look at all those cults where we got to get to the UFO behind the comet. Look at how many of those mass suicides they do. Tons of people are killed and ain't using guns. Guns aren't the issue, folks. The issue is called morality. We've lost our morals. How dare you get rid of all my rights. Now I'm going to be a third-class citizen because you won't let me slaughter my own baby. But I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know that, you know, the fact that we're going to get rid of Roe v. Wade is going to be destructive to families, because what that means is if we get rid of Roe v. Wade, these people that get pregnant are going to have to actually probably take responsibility for their own actions, and we can't have that. We can't have that because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know. Why don't you take responsibility for your actions? If you're going to have sex, live with the potential consequences of maybe getting AIDS or HIV or an STD or getting pregnant. And if you get pregnant, be prepared to own up to the responsibility and have that kid and take care of it. Not today. Now people use, now I think the number one contraception is abortion because they don't want to take responsibility for their actions. I mean, you got people like Buttigieg. The government does not make baby formula. You know, just because we have a formula shortage, it's not our problem. We got $7 a gallon diesel. We got everything going through the roof, inflation through the roof. People want more money because everything is going up in price. So then, since they got to pay them more, the price of the goods has to go up to counteract the fact that they're getting paid more, which means they're going to want more, which means the price of goods is going to go up. And then since they go up, people are going to say, well, I can't. Yeah, well, yeah, I know you gave me a raise last year, but the cost of goods is so much that I can't afford to live on that. I need to make even more. It's just going to be a never-ending cycle. And, of course, you got Buttigieg saying, hey, we don't make the formula. We're just the government. We don't do anything. All we do is screw up this country. Maybe instead of trusting in a government, why don't we trust in our God? Our forefathers and our ancestors that started this country didn't have a government to go off of. They had a Bible to go off of. They had biblical principles. That's why their laws had to line up with the word. Is this law that we're going to pass, is it going to match the word and vice versa? Going to be interesting. I want to thank you so much for tuning into a conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. It doesn't matter where you live. Stand up for what you believe in. A government's not going to save you. Because if they would, you know, well, don't worry. I don't trust my government, but I'm going to trust a government. I don't trust my government at all, but I'm going to trust my government that's telling me that, oh, just shut up and get the vaccine. Okay. I don't think so. Yeah, they've had liver cells in the petri dish mutate thanks to the mRNA technology and the vaccine. Don't worry. I don't trust my government, but I'm going to trust them who's trying to shove a vaccine in my... No, I don't think so. Sorry, folks. That's why we have like 15 or 20 or 30 or 40 different places you can go and get your taxes done. Because if you think you got ripped off at this place, I don't know, welcome to Tax Express USA, where we will do a tax return check for free to see if we can get you even more money. It's free to find out if you should have gotten more. Yeah, that's the America I come from. We don't trust our government to do our taxes. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't heard, Ten Hag basically gave up his holiday, and he's at Manchester United, and he's working, and he wants to see what's going on. And I'm one of those people that some people claim, because there's a divide amongst fans with this, because there's a lot of fans that are saying, like, well, I think if some of these players would have been if they have real coaches, they can, I somewhat agree, because, like, some of these players, like, would Wan-Bissaka be better if he's coached better? Would this be better? Would that be better? Would these, you know, would, should some of these players stay? You know, and if they were coached better, would they be better in this and that? And I'm like, I would do a lot of my, I would assess them now if I was Ten Hag, but I would look at a lot of like the last 7-8 games and say, okay, hey, because if you're gonna do stuff now, why weren't you doing it then? If you're gonna all of a sudden dazzle Ten Hag now with your abilities, why weren't you doing it then? I'm just saying. I mean, that's just my view on that. I mean, I would almost, I mean, most of the players, I would want to get rid of as many as you can. I'd probably keep De Gea and Ronaldo. And I would want to try to, you know, and there, I've heard there's talk that you take Donny van de Beek and you swap him for somebody, and you know, he never really got a let me see here, he never, in my opinion, got a chance. So everyone's like, why would you take him and this and that? And you know, there's talk about, you know, possibly swapping like a Van de Beek for Timber. I mean, I've seen rumors where Timber for Anthony Martial. I've heard where, like, Timber's going to come to Manchester United. Like, he's already said, yeah, I love Ten Hag. I'm going to follow him. It'd be awesome. There's talk of a Conte transfer. It's going to be interesting to see. So, it's one of those, it's going to be interesting to see, but I would, but if, I mean, there's a couple players that I've heard like, well, I want to be given a chance to earn my spot on the team. And I'm like, okay, I at least they, you know, there's some people like, well, I'm going to talk to Ten Hag and I want to be guaranteed game time. No, you're going to sit your butt on the, you know, bye-bye. No, you're not going to, am I going to be guaranteed game time? No. If Wan-Bissaka wants to earn himself on the team, he needs to earn himself on the team. If this, you know, Ten Hag has taken his holiday time and said, no, I want to come here. I'm going to evaluate these players. And I would be coming out saying, okay, I'm doing a lot of looking at how you were the last 7-8 games because, I mean, if you could have played, I mean, why weren't you, if you're going to do something to blow me out of the water now and start playing good now because I'm the manager now, you know, I'm basically taking over after Ranić's last match, why weren't you doing that under Ranić? If you're going to all of a sudden just start doing stuff and if you're struggling, but you're like, hey, to be honest with you, we didn't have the best coaching staff. I want to be, you know, give me like a month, and if not, I'll leave. If you don't, if I'm, you know, give me some time, and if I'm not a part of your team, then great, you know. If you want me, you want me. If you don't, you don't. You know, but at least there was like one player, there's been a couple players that said, hey, I want to try to earn my way on the team. And I'm like, okay, I don't really want you at the club anymore, but like, you know, I think, like, Wan-Bissaka, I think should go. Harry Maguire, he's been given, like, 50. Yeah. No, bye-bye. And there's, you know, and I just want to, I just like how he's taking his time in. Cause this is what I'm doing. This is what I want to do. I'm going to evaluate these people. This is where we're at, folks. This is the, you know, Jesse Lingard. Should I stay or should I go now? I mean, like these last couple games, most of the people on that pitch need to go bye-bye. Start over. You know, okay, if he's got 100 and approximately 20 plus players he's going to get rid of, and $170 million, get some decent players with that. I think we can get Timber. I think we can get a Conte. I think we can get some decent players in here. And they need to sit there. You know, Nunez, I've heard, is talks going to go for $60 million. It's going to be interesting. I think it's like $50 million. But here's my point, though. Let's get some decent deals. I want to get some decent players. But at the same time, I don't want to sit there, okay, here's one marquee signing, okay, that's half your budget. I don't want that. So it's going to be interesting to see, but, I mean, he's going to want these, and I think it's going to be like, hey, this is, and I think Ten Hag's not going to be afraid to say who he wants gone and who, and if he didn't, hey, now if this player wants, if they tried to get a player that couldn't come, but if he said, hey, these players were available and you didn't get them and you had the funds, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm excited for the future. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And to remember, folks, stand up for what you believe in. There's a difference between facts and your beliefs. And if you believe in something and wholeheartedly, I mean, stand up for it. And remember, folks, don't forget this. With a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all, and goodbye.